Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, speaking of somebody who I think is in the spotlight and probably flailing around trying to figure out what he's going to do, it's Joe Biden. Alan Sachs is a professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. He's with us this morning to talk about Joe Biden. Alan, I'm glad to have you back on the show.
Joe will do whatever you want him to do.
It's remarkable. This guy, I mean,
he's
an audio animatronic figure from Disney World, you know?
You're exactly right. So if you vote for Joe, whatever you want him to do, he'll do.
Depends on who the handlers are. What do you think is being said to Joe Biden right now? Because the next big thing for him, I guess, who knows what'll pop up, is the VP pick.
Yeah, he's in a little bit of a quandary because he pledged some weeks ago that he would bring a black woman on the ticket with him, and so he has to choose from,
because we don't want to judge people by the color of their skin.
Don't judge people by the color of their skin, except when you want to win the presidency. Kamala Harris, Val Demings, a former Orlando, Florida police chief, those are two of the obvious. Stacey Abrams, who made some noise in Georgia,
and
he may pick her, but he's trapped in a way. He's going to have to choose a woman, but he really wants to choose a black woman. But it's a tough thing. He's not going to pick Maxine Waters or anybody like that. But it's going to be a tough job for him. But he has to make yesterday, Joe Biden came up with a great explanation on what he would do. He wants the police to shoot for the feet, not for the chest. That was a great remark yesterday.
Demonstrating that Joe Biden knows zero about both physics and an object coming towards another object.
And
that's in motion. And about policing.
He may just win. That's the strange thing about it.
Well, you know, step back from my emotional reaction to this, and let's objectively look at the numbers. Are we beginning to see any polling data, for what it's worth, this early in the cycle, about how Americans perceive Joe Biden, and quite frankly, how it stacks up to 2016, when, you know, Hillary Clinton was on track to be coronated as the first female president?
I think that the public understands that Joe Biden is not inspirational by any means whatsoever. When they match him against, when some of the polls, like Real Fear Politics, match him against President Trump, he comes out in pretty good shape. But again, we're still far away from November. We're in the midst of a pandemic, rioting still in the streets. Last night was a little bit quieter, thank goodness. But it's difficult to know. I think it's, and if there's going to be a debate, can you imagine Joe Biden against President Trump in a debate?
The old Joe Biden, look, I've never liked the guy. His office was right down the hall from my office, literally in the Russell Senate building when I worked in the Senate. So I saw that goofball, you know, holding court all the time, you know, back slapping everybody. I think he's a total shyster who should be selling used cars in Delaware, but
and
instead he went to the U.S.
Senate.
He was
the chairman of the committee many years ago, and you know this, it was the committee that dealt with the nomination of Clarence Thomas,
right?
And also he was the one questioning Anita Hill, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been around a long, long time.
Yeah, and he used to be on his game. I mean, I can, it's like I can look at a player and say, I hate you, but you're good at what you do. So he was an effective politician, but the poor guy is not the same guy right now.
That's right. He's old, and I don't beat him up for it. I'm about his age. I'm older than he is. But some people that are up in age, at least they have their wits about them. He looks very stiff, like he just can't talk very well, can't think very well. And yeah. That may be brought out in the campaign. But he's an empty vessel, I think, at this point. Whatever you want to pour into him, he'll take.
It's pretty remarkable. Well, we'll keep tracking the poll numbers. And if you were putting money on it, who would you say he picks?
As a vice presidential candidate?
Yes.
Probably Kamala Harris.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what our little resident Democrat.
She's tough.
Yeah. Okay. Ambassador Howard Gutman thinks it's going to be Harris, too, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think he's changed that. Plus, Ambassador Gutman, our liberal guy at the radio station, he bought the BidenHarris.com website. So it's funny, when I asked Howard about that, I don't think he's voluntarily just giving it to them for free. I'm wondering if he's going to make some money off selling that back to him. He kind of dodges the question.
It would have been Amy Klobuchar, I think, of Minnesota.
Until this.
But she disqualified herself when she... it was known that she was a prosecutor one time in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think she's done. How crazy that something from so many years back come up and hurt you in a campaign like that. Alan Sachs from the University of Texas at Arlington. Always enjoy talking to you, Alan. Thank you.
We live in interesting times.
Yeah, well, that's true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.